You're a monster. Stephen Colbert trashes Trump over coronavirus. By Ben Q on March 10, 2020. CBS Late Show host Stephen Colbert lashed out at President Donald Trump for his latest response to the Chinese coronavirus on Monday, describing him as a monster after the president criticized the media coverage of the deadly disease. At around 5 a.m. yesterday morning, Trump compared the coronavirus to the common flu and cited statistics indicating that the virus has yet to spread aggressively across the United States. So last year 37,000 Americans died from the common flu. It averages between 27,000 and 70,000 per year, Trump said. Nothing is shut down, life and the economy go on. At this moment there are 546 confirmed cases of coronavirus, with 22 deaths. Think about that. Colbert touched on the tweet in his nightly monologue. Okay, let me think about that, he said, after imitating Trump. You're a monster. Here's the thing, Colbert continued. We can criticize Trump scoffing and tweeting. But when he hunkers down and focuses on the problem, that's when he really sucks. The late-night funny man also took issue with remarks made by Trump at the Center for Disease Control, CDC, last week where he claimed that the vast majority of individuals contracting the virus will make a full recovery. Don't worry about a thing, because the vast majority of things are gonna be all right, sung Colbert, taking the lyrics from Bob Marley's classic song Everything's Gonna Be All Right. The 55-year-old host also latched onto comments where Trump said he was equipped to deal with such a crisis because his uncle was a super genius professor at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, MIT. I don't care how smart your uncle was, Colbert exclaimed. Epidemiology is not genetic. You don't get your mother's eyes and your father's PhD. Knowledge does not get passed down in the family. That's why, no matter how much we all know it now, future generations are going to have to learn for themselves that you're an idiot. Follow Ben Q on Facebook, Twitter @Ben_Q, or email him at q@breitbart.com.